Some girl got a hemorrhage from Long Jimmy. I heard he was the biggest ever.
Shit, and I had the mumps.
She's in the hospital.
Hemorrhage.
He kept kissing me, and I couldn't stand it. He was a clip man. There's a pop star
who's a groupie herself.
Poxy. The chocolate layer. Cynthia Plastic Caster. Super fuck.
She's living with Lynn now. No, Lynn's living with Jeanette Nellinger. English groups are so kinky. Randy.
We could always start with Frank Sinatra, but that's too far back. And Elvis Presley also. But I guess the Beatles. The Beatles really started it, like the Beatles started everything
else. English groups came out.
And it's the influx of English groups that really had that excitement, and where the chicks were really flipping out, screaming for the Beatles, screaming for the Stones, this and that, sneaking up to hotel rooms.
The days at the Fox.
The days with Murray the K at the Fox.
Mm.
And going, trying to sneak up in the elevator of the Gotham and the Plaza. And after a while, more chicks than others became more adept at sneaking up into hotel rooms. And then there was a lot of status connected with hanging out.
Right, there's a whole status thing now.
There's
super groupies. I mean,
and the professional right. groupies, the chicks that eat by hanging out with guys in groups and dress with the bread, because there is a definite overabundance of bread in the music business. And it's gotten very wide, and there are groups all over the place, and there are groups all over the place that are making money. And for every group, and for every guy in a group, there are any number of chicks. And it's a whole society formed around this kind of thing. And it's groovy, I guess.
Well, I started going down to the Village when I was about 14 or 15. I'd go there every single night, and I'd take drugs, every drug. If it was there, I took it. And we'd go to this place called Figaro's. Also, after school in the afternoon, we'd go down there. And they played records, and that was a big thing. You'd go down there and dance. And music was the whole thing there, because you just went to hear the music.
Cafe Wild?
And they all had long hair. No, Figaro's.
You just sit around in the bottom.
And everybody had long hair, and I started really getting hung up with people with long hair.
And then I started getting bored
of the Village, and we heard about this discotheque called the Cheetah that just opened. So we went there. And we hustled our way in so we could be free, you know, get in for free every night.
I used to see you there every night.
And every night, it was only 10 blocks from my house. And every night, my friend and I, we'd go there. And, of course, the first thing we saw were the groups, because they were the only ones that had the long hair. And every 2 weeks, they changed groups. And every 2 weeks, we had a new boyfriend from that group. And then we started going to different discotheques.
You just like me.
Ondine's. When the Doors were there. And Rolling Stone.
20s.
With the Vagrants were there.
Outside.
And the Bittersweet.
Ungano's, Harlow's.
And it was always the groups. Everything was centered around
That's the
groups.
That's the only reason I go to these places, just for the groups. I wouldn't go for the regular boys. Ugh.
Oh, when I met her, she was
just
sweet. And
I was so sweet.
Girl.
But then they mentioned the name group. And a boy. And a guitar. And I went crazy.
You really corrupted me. I wasn't that bad before you. I brought her down there, and she sees all these groups, and then she starts running out of them. And that's all she talks about. She'd come home, tell me about this group and that group, and how cute this one was, and how cute that one was.
They are cute.
So, of course, I had to go see for myself, and I'd end up arguing with her about it. It's all your fault.
A nice-looking chick comes down to the scene and starts hanging out, and she meets the rhythm guitar player from a group whose record's number 12. And he makes a pass at her, and this chick is relatively inexperienced.
And she likes him.
You know, and she likes him. And she figures he likes her too. Now, if he was just some kid from Queens, the thought of going to bed with him probably would never even enter her mind, but of course he's a little more sophisticated, he's a little bit older, he's been around, he's the guy with the hit record. So it's a lot easier for her to rationalize going to bed with him than it would be just going to bed with the guy next door.
When I first started going to the Cheetah, there was a lot of girls that were making piggies with the group, but I was 15, and my girlfriend and I, and we said we'd never do that, we'd never be like that.
I said it too.
But, you know, months went by, and we'd get more and more into the whole sex scene. And it just, when I was about 16, 17, I said, this is it, I don't want to be a virgin anymore.
We went downtown to
a doctor that I heard of, and I got birth control pills, and I took them.
I went with you, didn't I?
Yeah.
That's when I met you.
No, not the first time. And I started taking the pills, and I said, well, how am I going to go about this? You know, I have to find somebody. And the first person I met, he was in a group, and he's at the sea, and he said, come back. And that was it. And after that, the rest was easy. I had the pills. What did I have to lose? Nothing.
You're right. Yeah, it's groovy.
And then there were boys, and they were cute, and it was safe.
I'm a groupie.
It's a full-time job because you have to be out till 4 and 5 in the morning.
Last night was a goof. I brought him home.
But when he first came to town, I slept with him the first night.
Some people can be violent, some people are gentle. Some people give you black and blue marks.
Like baby oil.
We're still nice girls.
Rock geishas.
Every night, a different boy. Every night, a different
boy. So I just want to make piggies and leave.
I didn't want to get stuck in the house.
No, it was the phase of the moon, I figure. The first quarter of the moon, that's my time. I go to the seat and hang on the wall. First quarter of the moon.
That's all they want. They build up a whole conversation the whole night, and all they want is a fuck.
Well, that's all the girls want, too.
I don't. I can get into somebody mentally.
In our little establishment of our own. I mean, that's a cool thing.